Freddy, what did I do? Yeah. Welcome to the What Did I Do podcast, where I talk about things that I have done and things that I will do. Today is Saturday, July the 18th, 2020, and I am in Deep South Texas in the Rio Grande Valley, and a lot of things are going on down here. I mean, around the world, but especially here at this moment in time. But, you know, what a time to live in. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but, you know, we have good times and we have bad times. And I think definitely right now is one of those times that are really testing us. And I'm hoping it builds fortitude. You know, we'll weather the storm and pray that we make it out better on the other side. A lot of bad news has been going around and people that have been struggling, people from my town, it seems lately, there have been several people who passed away. So a lot of sad news coming out of my hometown, and, you know, we're all going through something, and a lot of people are fighting their own battles, and I honestly, I'm just praying, following the rules and doing my best to do my part to stay safe, and hoping that I'm praying that people do the same, you know, which leads me to the whole online whirlwind of social media fights these days. A lot of times I don't understand it. I don't get it. You either for the mask, or you're against the mask, or you pick something, and people will, it seems online, will fight to the death, you know, to prove a point. And I have a brother, one of my brothers, he, you know, I had a conversation with him the other day, and we were talking about things that were happening and things that were going on. And my position, I would say, is just, let's all use common sense. Let's all be kind to each other. Can we not just apply common sense? And I told that to my brother, and he said, you know, Freddie, common sense these days is not so common, right? And I thought that was, it is kind of funny, right, when you think about it. So what if we just care about each other, be kind? I mean, online people will pick a position, stand with it, and there's no changing their minds. And that's rough. I remember I used to be on social media having arguments with people that I didn't even know, but they would say something, and I would look it up, and then I would rebuttal, and then they would reply, and then I would reply. This went on for hours, and I don't even know why I did that. When I figured out that I was just wasting so much time doing that, it made me realize that there's other things I could be doing. Why spend hours online fighting with people? And I know it's difficult sometimes. I'm gonna sound like such a hypocrite, but when you have facts, and this is another whole argument, when you have the facts, you want to lay down your position and you want to make the argument, and then other people will have opinions, but you want to stand your grounds on the facts that you have. And it's just, I found out from my part, it's too much. It's just too much. And you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to try to force anybody to, I don't want to have fights with anybody online. It's just, I'll just keep it simple. Even, for example, I can see an opinion online, and when I think about a rebuttal, somebody else already thought about it and they posted it. I end up just watching, just looking at the arguments, you know, reading what they're all saying, and everybody has such strong opinions. And like I said, they will stick to their opinions, it seems, until the death. And I think to myself, wow, that's what a stand to take. But at the same time, I think I'm not gonna waste my time trying to convince somebody who will never be convinced. And I try to keep, whether it's politics, whether it's religion, whether it's a movement, people are gonna fight because they're gonna fight. You know, and so there's all these causes that you could get behind. And I see people's points. I have my point, and I'm gonna do the best to do what I can for my causes or for what I want to stand for. And I hope and pray that what I'm standing for is something at least righteous or not detrimental to somebody, or that it's not gonna hurt anyone. You know, but that's all I have to say about that. You see my background. I have a I if you're watching me on YouTube, I have a background with Vanessa Guillen, and you know, she was killed, and so this is something that was near where we live, in Texas. And I have family members that are in the military. Very, very proud of. I have a niece in the military. We've had family members in the military, and I'm very proud of them and for what they do. So what I did this past week was I had seen this virtual 5K that was going to happen today, on behalf of Vanessa Guillen. And in the beginning of the week, I said, "Oh, this is a good cause. I'm gonna do the 5K, and I'm gonna get behind this cause, and you know, because I feel sad about what happened, and for her family and everybody affected. I mean, it has to be just devastating, so devastating. So this is something I thought, you know, okay, I'm gonna do a little part. I can contribute." I can participate, and this is again, this is something that I wanted to get behind. And I had been thinking about it the whole week, and I thought, I'm gonna run that 5K Saturday morning. So Friday night, I tried to go to sleep early because I wanted to do it so early in the morning, obviously, where there's not gonna be hardly anybody awake. I don't need to be around people, and so that was my train of thought. And then I slept a little too late, and then at night, around, I think it was like 4:30 in the morning, I could hear the rain, so it started raining a lot. And then I started thinking, okay, well, maybe I'm not, you know, it's raining already, I'm probably not gonna be able to do it. So I already started the process of making excuses, right? And then I woke up in the morning, and I woke up at a good time. It was early, and it wasn't raining, and I took a peek outside. It didn't look that bad. But then I hadn't printed out I think it's called the runner's bib, the one that you wear on your, like a number. Except I wasn't gonna print a number. I printed out. I was gonna print out this design that they had online, and so I got dressed and I was getting ready, and again, I still in the back of my mind, I didn't really want to do it. So my printer, I couldn't print. It wasn't printing, and I thought, well, you know, there goes that, but I mean, I work in IT, so I fixed it really quick and I was able to print. Right? So I got over that. And then I was ready and I attached the runner's bib to my shirt, and then my stomach started to hurt. And let me tell you, guy, when your stomach is not agreeing with you, if it speaks, you listen. So I thought, well, that's it. I can't go. I got issues. I got digestive issues here. That's not gonna work. But it wasn't a big deal. And then after that, I thought, well, I don't have any excuses. So fine. I went out the door. I headed to go running, and I just started. And then I did it. I ran a 5K, which also was a little bit daunting. I know a 5K to some people might not be a lot, but if I run, I'll run like a mile, maybe 2 miles, something like that. But so anyway, I did it and I got it done, and it made me feel good afterwards. But the reason, not only for the cause, but also because I did it also because I want to be a man of my word. I want to be the type of person that if I say I'm gonna do something, then I should do it. I don't want to say something and then not follow through. I think that's, to me, that's not who I want to be. Of course, there's a caveat. If I find that if I say I'm gonna do something or and I find out it's not necessarily a good thing, then of course, I mean, I won't do it. But what I'm talking about is if I give you my word, then I should follow through. Because if not, then what kind of person does that make me? I've never, lately, as I'm getting older, I've grown not to like using the words like I promise. I used to know a young lady. We were friends, and when I would say something, she would say, "Freddie, you have to say promise. Otherwise, I don't believe you." And that always got on my nerves. I'm like, why do I have to say the word promise? Is my word not enough? And it was, maybe it's a little not nothing, but that kind of got on my nerves. To be told to use the word promise. Say the word promise or it doesn't count. Okay, well, are you 3 years old that I have to say that? I just don't like it. And it's just a little annoying to me. So I want to say, I want to just, when I say something, I want to follow through. And not to sound too preachy, but I know that in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 5, it says something to the effect of, if you say something to someone, then let that be your promise, right? You don't have to go out of your way and say, "Oh, I swear on my mother's grave," or "on my first child," or what does that even have to do with anything? And by the way, that Bible verse, I Googled it, so that's how I found it. But I knew it was in there somewhere. Anyway, I just don't feel the need to, oh, let me cut my veins for, and that'll be my blood promise. Well, no, I don't think I need to do that. I would rather be a man known that if I say something, I'm gonna follow through with it. And that's it. And it holds me accountable to where I need to make sure that if I'm gonna do something, I need to be honest and say, yes, I can do it, or no, I can, I'm sorry, I can't. It holds me accountable as well. I mean, that's what works for me. And of course, and I know what people are gonna say. Well, what if a little girl or a little boy, but okay, I mean, yes, I understand that. But if you're a grown adult and we're having a conversation, a discussion, then I'm just gonna tell you how it is, and that's it. It sounds rude and crude, but gosh, that's how it's gonna be. I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind. I don't want to be wishy-washy, but let my word be my bond. That's it. I'm deciding that that's it, and that's it, and that's that. Anyway, getting back to the run, that was, you know, it was a good run, and I got it done, and I'm happy about it. And moving forward, you know, everybody's gonna have an opinion. Everybody's gonna get behind a cause, what they believe in, and I understand it. I'm just not gonna participate in destructive conversations and in these online beefs where it's a waste of time. I think if we want to make this world a better place, if we want our city, whatever, our family, let it start with ourselves, right? I think that's also somewhere I've heard it, but it makes sense to me. If I want to help people, if I want this to get better, then let it start with me. I'm not gonna give an opinion to everybody in the whole world of what I think they should do. I'm gonna follow the rules and do what I'm supposed to do, and it's, you know, let's get to work with this. Let's get it done. Let's get it done and get through it. But let's be kind to each other. I'm gonna be kind. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna be a kinder person. Stern by saying, not having to use the word promise, but but, you know, letting people know that my word counts for something. And that's something I think you one can be proud of. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'll see you next time on What Did I Do? Yeah.